Now, 3 out of 4 Americans suspect their government of not telling the truth about 9/11, according to a recent poll by the New York Times. 5 years on from the attacks that claimed nearly 3,000 lives, millions of people are searching for evidence that what happened that day isn't what it seemed. A new film called Loose Change claims the American government knew about the attacks and it was directly involved in planning them. 490,000 people in the UK have reportedly watched the film online. On the anniversary of 9/11 last year, 50 million people in 12 countries logged on to watch it. The Conspiracy Files is a new film by the BBC that's going to be talking about alternative theories about 9/11 in the next couple of days. But should we worry that what we thought we knew about 9/11 is now being subjected to so much scepticism and doubt? Let's talk to David Shaler, former member of MI5, current member of the so-called 9/11 Truth Movement, who refute the mainstream line of events. Hi to you, David.
Hello there.
And on the line is Brendan O'Neill, contributor to the New Statesman and a critic of the Conspiracy Theorists. David, first of all, I gather you think they weren't planes that went in.
Well, it's obviously a very controversial issue. All I'm saying is people need to look at the evidence for themselves. They all become witnesses because they can all watch the footage of 9/11. So what I'm saying to people is watch what happens when that object hits the building. And I don't believe that's consistent with a plane hitting a building. But in the same way, I ask people to look at the evidence for themselves when the Twin Towers come down and you see reinforced concrete being pulverized into tiny microns of dust and being shot out of the building. Now, there's no explanation for where that energy comes from in the official story about the collapse of the Twin Towers.
Isn't it the downwards motion of the rest of the building?
Well, no, that would drag everything down. It wouldn't shoot things up, would it, of course? And there's some major problems, of course, with the fact that burning airline fuel, kerosene, doesn't get hot enough to melt steel. And, of course, the official theory suggests that the columns were weakened and the floors fell on top of each other. But even if those still attached floors even offered only half a second resistance, which is that. Below the blast zone, there were 70 floors. It should take 35 seconds for those buildings to come down. One comes down in just over 10 seconds. One comes down in 8.4. This is the same rate as if you dropped a bar of metal off the top. So clearly, something is stopping any form of resistance from the building below. And let's not, you know, get onto Building 7. A 47-story building comes down in 6.5 seconds. It goes in the central column first and falls right into its own footprint. That is all the hallmarks of a controlled demolition.
So we thought we saw two planes going in. If they weren't planes, what were they?
I don't know. I'm really not here to speculate on that. That's for other people. But what I can say is if we look at the evidence, for example, the Federal Aviation Administration's records show that Flight 11 didn't take off that day. There was no air crash investigation done, which should be done as a requirement of international law. So hand on heart, we can say there is no evidence that Flight 11 went into the North Tower or Flight 175 went into the South Tower. And of course, no black boxes were recovered, which in itself is extremely suspicious because these things are made to be able to withstand impacts, and of course have transmitters.
Didn't we see them going in?
Well, we saw something going in, didn't we?
But what was it if it wasn't a plane?
Well, I'm going to ask you, what do you base your evidence on that Flight 11 went into the North Tower?
I watched it on television.
But you didn't. You saw something going in. You didn't see Flight 11, though, did you?
I saw a plane go in.
Yeah, well, there you go. But you don't know whether it's Flight 11.
Do you think it was even a plane?
Well, it's hard to say, isn't it, really? It's hard to say. But I'd urge anybody to look at the footage for themselves to find out what actually does happen there. But I don't think that's consistent with a plane hitting a building, if you look at it.
We've also heard from the families of the people who died on that flight.
Well,
they make up their relatives?
Well, you have to look at an Operation Northwoods from the 1960s, which was put up to the Kennedy administration. In that, the American military planned to have a civilian jet airliner take off, full of federal agents under alias. The commercial airline was going to then land at a military base and be replaced on the radar by a drone. That drone was then going to issue a Mayday thing and blow itself up over Cuba, hoping to inflame American public opinion and provoke an invasion of Cuba. But as part of that plan, they planned to have funerals for these so-called victims, basically. So that clearly shows that they were prepared to lie to the American public and manipulate the media in that way in the 1960s. Now, if they've got that thinking then, they've certainly got that thinking now.
Okay, Brendan O'Neill, how do you respond to all this?
Well, David Shaler makes it sound very scientific and very kind of above board, but in fact, it's just lunacy. It's old-fashioned mad myth-making dressed up as science. And in fact, there are reams of evidence for planes having crashed into the World Trade Center. Firstly, as you say, Jeremy, there is the video footage. We all saw it happening. That always helps. But also, there is the fact that the staff on the aeroplanes, the crew, didn't return home. The fact that families were killed, never came home again. The fact that, you know, they made phone calls, some of them, saying, describing what was happening. There are so many human stories, and there is so much human evidence for what happened, and we all saw it with our own eyes.
But no forensic. No forensic, Brendan. No forensic at all, eh?
all of that is just completely ignored by these conspiracy theorists. And the thing is,
well, why are you suspicious that they didn't carry out these air crash investigations when they were a requirement of international law? Why did they ship off the scales from the Twin Towers?
The interesting thing about the conspiracy theorists is that they don't provide any evidence for their theories. They merely pick holes.
We do, we're providing evidence.
They merely pick holes in the official story and then say, oh, we think what might have happened is that there might have been missiles dressed in holograms. There isn't, no, obviously there's no evidence because it's impossible and it's ridiculous, but there's no evidence at all that, you know, they haven't spoken to someone who projected holograms onto aeroplanes. They haven't found the place from which they did it. They just say, ooh, this might have happened because everything else sounds a bit shady. They're inventing stories to with absolutely no basis in evidence, and it's just mad myth-making.
Brendan, one thing that has concerned people is that none of us have a picture in our minds of the plane that hit the Pentagon. We haven't really seen that happening. Now, there weren't tourists filming it. It seems that we didn't really see the crash site properly. How do you explain that?
I think that because there's no footage of that crash, but there is photographs of a plane wreckage inside the blackened belly of the Pentagon. FEMA took some photographs. They're available on the web, and you can see the hub of the airplane. You can see seats. You can see the wheels. There is evidence that a plane went in there and exploded. And I think, but this demonstrates where conspiracy theories come from. Just because they start in many ways with the fact that there was no footage of the airplane crashing into the Pentagon. That one lack of footage, just the fact that there was no film footage of that kind of spins off all these other crazy theories.
Okay.
But in fact, there is a lot of photographic evidence that a plane crashed there.
Let me ask David about that then.
There is evidence of a plane inside the Pentagon, but experts have said that either belongs to an A3 Sky Warrior or a Global Hawk, both US military planes. And let's be absolutely clear about this. The expert witnesses on the day, the air traffic controllers at nearby Dulles Airport, were absolutely united in the fact that they saw either a missile or a military plane going towards the Pentagon, not a civilian jet airliner, and they see civilian jet airliners every day. And then look at the front of the Pentagon, the facade, before it collapses. There's a 16 to 18 foot hole, which is consistent with missile damage. And there's also a 16 to 18 foot hole at the back of the ceiling of the Pentagon. Now that means something must have penetrated reinforced concrete, six walls, each 1.5 feet thick. Now clearly a civilian jet airliner can't do that.
Who did it, David?
The real question, though, is how did it get through the Pentagon's automated anti-missile defense system? Because only a missile sending out a friendly fire signal could do that, i.e. one fired by the American military.
Oh, right. So you put this down to the American military, the American government?
What I say is elements of the American military. I'm not saying the head of the Pentagon ordered this. I'm not saying that George Bush ordered it. What I'm saying is there are elements of the American government who are in the FBI, the CIA, the State Department, and even the Cabinet who are not loyal to the Constitution, who are loyal to a New World Order, a conspiracy of the oil industry, the arms industry, and high finance. And even a year before 9/11, they say that America has a voracious appetite for fuel. They accept this. They say we need to control the gas line across Afghanistan. We need to control the oil supply in Iraq. But they know that the American people won't buy invasions to do that, absent some cataclysmic and catastrophic event like a new Pearl Harbor.
What are you quoting from there?
That's the Rebuilding America's Defenses, a document written by people like Jeb Bush, Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld.
Okay, well, so
that shows prior knowledge of 9/11. We wonder why these people haven't been arrested, because they say they want a new Pearl Harbor. Then a year later, it happens. And they invade Afghanistan and Iraq. That's too much of a coincidence for my liking.
Doesn't cost you prior knowledge. But, Brendan, that's a motive, at least, that David has said, that they wanted an excuse to invade Afghanistan and Iraq for oil.
See, this is the interesting thing. David and people like him try to make their theory sound very radical. You know, they're opposing this kind of evil government-linked conspiracy to invade the Middle East. But there's nothing radical whatsoever in their arguments. In fact, it's just updating old, foul conspiracy theories. People used to say the communists were behind everything, or the Jews were behind everything, or the lizards were behind everything. Now it's just been updated to say it's the bankers and it's military men. But in fact, it's not radical at all. It's extraordinarily naive. And it lets Bush and Blair and other people like that off the hook, because we're presented with a story that it was these faceless, bizarre, behind-the-scenes characters who are orchestrating all of this, people we could never possibly hope to hold up to public ridicule or denounce.
Brendan, tell me, explain the satellite hotspots 5 days later. Where does the energy come from to create satellite hotspots on a thermal image taken 5 days after the attacks on Ground Zero?
And as I was saying, it lets the real actors...
You see, you won't answer this detailed forensic evidence. You tell us we have no evidence, then we put some evidence to you. You can't explain it, so you just ignore it. You're rather naive one, and you're letting a new world order get away with imprisoning us and taking away our liberties. Anybody can see there are increasing divisions of wealth and poverty in the Western world. New Labour is part of that. The left have not dealt with this particularly well. And let's face it, the left have lost every battle they fought in the last 25 years, basically. Well, you're going to carry on losing unless you get on top of the facts.
David is in no position whatsoever to talk about people who won't face up to evidence, because he denies having seen two airplanes crash into the World Trade Center, which pretty much everyone in the whole world...
I do not deny that, Brendan. You misquoted me in an article to try and score points off me for that. You would not apologise for that, and that is subject of complaint to the New Statesman. You haven't got the guts to apologise.
All right, thank you.
Wow!
David Shaler, former member of MI5, Brendan O'Neill, contributor to the New Statesman. Thank you for discussing that. It's such good humour. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. That's Ghosts and Stay the Night, and there is a BBC Two programme on this very subject called The Conspiracy Files, which is on Sunday, the 18th of February. I'm sorry, I'm not so sure what time of day it's on, but it is on Sunday. You can watch the whole of BBC Two on Sunday, and you'll run into it. Peter in North Wales says, a year ago I asked myself the question, why haven't the Americans found Bin Laden? And then I realised that they aren't looking for him. When you look at the footage of the Twin Towers falling, you can see the first plane flies into an explosion. Blair and Bush know what happened that day, and it was something deeply disturbing. We are getting lots of emails saying there's something up here. Simon Moore in Brentford in South London says, I've spoken to many scientists and the professor of structural fire at Sheffield University. There was a professor of structural fire at Sheffield, and I believe 9/11 was a conspiracy, he says. The professor has looked at two reports I've sent him and says neither report can explain why the tower collapsed. The moment you include the use of explosives, the collapse of the Twin Towers becomes very simple. But taken away, you're left with very few reasons why it happened. And if you look at that footage again and again and again, what you see is a controlled explosion. Carl Leemarker in Norwich. Planes or something else, Carl?
Planes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, there's, if you introduce, you've got to have a small understanding of structural physics. And okay, fine, yeah, it does look like a controlled explosion, but a controlled explosion on the 30th floor? I mean, that's not the way, I mean, if you look at the pictures, you'll actually see that where the tower starts to collapse, it starts to collapse at the point of impact. It doesn't start to collapse at the bottom. And if you're the gentleman from the MI5, I have no idea where he got a structural training from, but it really was not out of a book, you will notice that it just doesn't fit the bill.
Well, he was saying that the building would not have collapsed that fast unless there'd been explosives lower down.
You'd have to factor in gravity. You'd also have to factor in the fact that you've got the acceleration of God knows how many thousands of tons of reinforced concrete coming down on top, on basically point loading onto an area that is not designed to take that sort of a load.
Yeah.
I mean, concrete is very weak in tension. It's very strong in compression. Steel is there to increase the tensile strength of concrete. Once you have softened the steel, you have removed the tensile strength of the concrete, and those columns are going to explode because they are under too much load. They are trying to burst outwards, and that is exactly what happened. So the columns have gone, the tops come down, and you get a deck of cards.
Carl, thank you.
If anybody turns around and says that you can't get stuff going upwards, rubbish, because the air has got to go somewhere as well.
Okay, thank you very much, Steve. Maxine Kettering, you have your doubts.
Yeah, seriously. Well, I've had a look at all the information about everything that's to do with 9/11 and the rest of it that goes beyond that. That guy was saying, the last guy that was calling, right, those twin towers actually came down at freefall speed, which is synonymous with controlled demolitions. Another fact, the lorries that took out the 30-metre segments of steel that were blown out that day, within 24 hours they were taken away and shipped off to China. No civilian authority was allowed to look at them or examine them and see, yes, oh, look at the end of that, it's had high explosive, like, damage to it. And also, for months before 9/11, they were taking people out on floors and actually planting these explosives, right? There is
How do you know that?
Because people who have worked there have actually admitted to it. They've said, yeah, we went in there and put controlled demolitions in there.
I've never heard that.
The actual company that the trucks were registered to, who took away that steel that day, are actually registered to Controlled Demolitions, Inc. They were unmarked vehicles, white, low loaders, taking away the steel, quick, before anyone sees the evidence.
Right, never heard of any of that.
We're not allowed to know the truth.
Who's responsible, then? Why would America attack itself?
America, no. See, people have got to wake up. It's not about America. It's not about Britain. It's not about Pakistan. It's not about Iraq. It's about humans. That was a psychological attack against the human race as a pretext, not only to the war in Iraq, but also going into Afghanistan. They want to go into Iran, and they've also got plans for Africa. I'll tell you that now.
Hang on, before we go...
Britain is next on the list
Max,
to get attacked like 9/11.
Max, who is Hello. They? Who is they?
They is basically a secret society that has been on this planet for more than 100,000 years.
Okay.
Mate, we're talking like 100,000 years of human history, human manipulation. It's the deceit, the spider's web of deceit, mate, is beyond all comprehension.
Thank
this
you.
Is why it's so unbelievable.
All
if
right.
someone turns to you and says, look, this is what's happening in life, you are not going to believe them. I appreciate that. But if people took the time out and go and look at life itself, what is your purpose in life, Jeremy Vine? Are you a radio presenter? Yeah? Do you like human beings? Right? Because I'll tell you this now, mate. What is your purpose in life
okay.
as a human being? What is your purpose? What is the missing link? Because I can tell you the missing link, mate. It's got nothing to do with monkeys.
All right,
we
Max.
Are a genetically engineered race, mate.
Thank
There's
you.
A reptilian race underneath this planet that's genetically created humans as a slave race, mate. We need to wake up.
Max, thank you. It wasn't us that cut him off. I know you won't believe that. We didn't. He just fell away. So, Santana, and she's not there. And before that, it was Max who is there. He's in Kettering. Definitely. Definitely. Making an early bid for Caller of the Year. Steve Jones in Andover in Hampshire says somewhere like the Pentagon is bound to have CCTV cameras. Now, how can there not be any footage of the plane crashing into the building? That they did release something about 6 months ago, didn't they, from a car park outside which showed the plane going in low. But it was immediately attacked by theorists who are concerned that they're not getting the full picture. Andrew in Brighton says, I am not really one of those for buying into conspiracy theories, but I acquired a DVD entitled 9/11 The Truth via the internet, and I was blown away by what I saw. The DVD wasn't put together by fantasists, but by scholars and professionals in particular fields like engineering. They clearly stated issues that need to be addressed. Why did that steel structure, the Twin Towers, come down so easily? Graham Smith in Boston in the USA is listening. Hi, Graham. By internet, he says, I live in the city from which two of the flights originated, and I knew two people on the flights who did not come home. So I think David Shaler is a complete and utter lunatic. And that was, if you're just joining us, we're talking about 9/11, what really happened. And one of the problems with the conspiracy theories is that there were people on the planes and their relatives missed them. And it's difficult to explain where they went. Paul Hawksford in Leeds, where do you think they went?
I mean, obviously, I can't talk about the people on the plane, but, I mean, you know, what I can say is I do these flight simulators at home,
yeah.
and you go through a series of different sort of licenses, and I've tried the commercial time and time again, and it is so impossible. The slightest touch on those things are way out of control. I mean, it goes into the sea, into the ground. I mean, you know,
so you
these
mean...
people who were flying the planes had to have, you know, such precision flying, and these,
right.
you know, apparently these guys who took the lessons, you know, obviously went through the sort of preliminary stages of it, but there's no way, I believe, on God's earth that they could fly something at that speed into, you know, a sort of standing building. I mean, it'd have to be guided, I believe, you know, but as I say, like the other chap, I do believe that it is all a big conspiracy.
Okay, but I mean, people hit runways accurately, and a runway is no wider than one of the Twin Towers, so why can't they hit the Twin Towers?
When they hit the runway, I mean, they're only doing something like 120, 130 knots. I mean, don't quote me on that. I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't know a lot about flying. So I just took it up as a bit of a pastime. But when they hit this plane, you know, the plane hit the buildings. I mean, they said they were doing it in an excess of like 300-400 miles an hour. You know, I mean, that is like some speed to be able to control
okay.
a plane, you know, and keep it on an intercept course with a building. You know, it's I think it's impossible.
Paul, thank you. Lots of people calling in saying similar things, that they're very concerned the 9/11 story is not the one, not the truth, the one that we've been hearing over these past 5 years. But Nick Thomas in Cheltenham also says, how can these theorists explain the loss of the passengers' lives and the loss of people's fathers and mothers and sons and daughters and so on? The suggestion that the planes were holograms is ridiculous. Beauty Queen by Ben's brother. It's one of these days we're getting so many different people emailing, including a lot of civil and structural engineers explaining the mechanism by which the Twin Towers went down. And from Colin Gray, this message: a well-known concept in structural engineering is a failure mechanism called disproportionate collapse, whereby the top 20 floors of a building collapsing, or more than 20, collapsing on those below causes the whole building to go down like a deck of cards. And that, he says, is what happened. The program, which we're all now interested to watch, is Sunday BBC Two at 9 o'clock on this, The Conspiracy Files. 88 to 91 FM, Radio 2, where else? And as I say, thanks for all the calls today. We've had record emails and calls today for some reason. Well, for lots of reasons, actually. Steve Wright, the afternoon, is on his way. He has Roger Daltrey and Dr. Hilary Jones and much more besides. And I hope we run into each other tomorrow. 88 to 91 FM, Radio 2 from the BBC.